Hello and welcome to this episode where we dive into the fascinating world of AI integration in traditional sectors. If you're stepping into this space, you're probably feeling a mix of excitement and maybe a bit of apprehension. I totally get it. When I first ventured into AI, the sheer amount of information out there was pretty overwhelming. I wished for a guide that wouldn't just cover the technical details, but also address the real-world challenges I'd face. So, here we are. This episode is all about exploring those nuanced challenges, sharing some clever solutions, and doing it all from a place of hands-on experience and a real passion for making AI work. Let's kick things off with a quick overview of some AI fundamentals. AI is transforming industries faster than we could have imagined just a few years ago. By the end of 2024, about 78% of businesses globally were leveraging AI in at least one function, which is a huge leap from 55% in 2023. However, this transition isn't always seamless, especially for sectors like manufacturing, agriculture, or healthcare. These industries are often dealing with legacy systems that have been around for decades. Trying to fit AI into these established ways of doing things can feel like forcing a square peg into a round hole. But here's the intriguing part. AI doesn't just mimic human tasks. It enhances them in ways we couldn't have dreamed of. I remember seeing an AI-driven assembly line in action for the first time, optimizing production in real time. It was like watching a perfectly choreographed ballet of efficiency. That kind of synergy doesn't happen by accident, though. It requires understanding core concepts like machine learning, neural networks, and data analytics. If you're curious about how AI is reshaping industries, there's a deeper dive to be had. But for now, let's stick to our main focus today. Now, about these legacy systems, they're reliable, yes, but they're not exactly built for the dynamic demands AI presents. Integrating AI means adapting these systems, or sometimes replacing parts of them, and it's no small feat. A recent study showed that over 90% of organizations face difficulties when integrating AI with their existing systems. I had a client, a mid-sized manufacturing firm, who was quite hesitant about integrating AI into their decades-old logistics operations. Their system was so ingrained, it felt like an organ transplant was needed. But once they saw AI's predictive analytics in action, forecasting delivery delays and rerouting shipments, they were completely sold. The key is starting small, with low-risk, high-impact pilot projects to build confidence and demonstrate value. Then, there's data, the double-edged sword of AI. You might think, we've got tons of data, but here's the critical question. Is it clean, structured, and actually usable? Cleaning and organizing data is more nuanced than it seems. You can't just dump raw data into an AI model and expect magic. In fact, nearly 70% of manufacturers cite data quality issues as significant obstacles to AI implementation. One technique I love is starting with a small, meticulously managed dataset to test your models. You'll be amazed at how much you can learn from just a few quality data points. Build a solid foundation. Don't just chase volume. And let's not forget the ethical side of data usage, a conversation we simply can't ignore. Now, let's talk about the cultural shift that comes with AI implementation. It's not just a technical challenge. It's a profound cultural one, too. Employees might fear AI will replace them, leading to resistance. It's crucial to communicate that AI is there to augment human capabilities, not replace them. Think of AI as a powerful co-pilot, not a competitor. The World Economic Forum's Future of Jobs Survey 2024 anticipates that while AI could displace around 85 million jobs globally by 2025, it could also create 97 million new ones. I've seen workplaces where AI led to upskilling opportunities, creating a more engaged and valuable workforce. Involve employees from the start. Show them the benefits, like automating tedious tasks, freeing them up for more creative work. Resistance fades remarkably quickly when they see AI as a partner, not a threat. Regulatory and ethical considerations bring their own challenges. Each industry has unique rules, and AI introduces new hurdles. Ensuring transparency and fairness, especially with algorithms that can be opaque, is crucial. This is where ethical AI development becomes paramount. In 2024, U.S. federal agencies introduced 59 AI-related regulations, over double the number from 2023. It's a complex but vital aspect of AI implementation that can't be ignored. Now for some advanced insights. One effective strategy is the Center of Excellence approach. Create a dedicated cross-functional team focused on AI innovation and integration. This team spearheads pilot projects, troubleshoots issues, and trains other employees, fostering a culture of shared learning and continuous improvement. Another tip? Look into automation within AI itself. It sounds a bit meta, but automating parts of AI development can dramatically streamline processes and free up time for more strategic tasks. This kind of optimization is often overlooked, but can lead to impressive efficiencies. I hope I've addressed some of the questions you might have. For instance, what's the ROI on AI? It varies by implementation, but many companies see, well, we'll have to dive deeper into that in another episode. For now, remember that integrating AI in traditional sectors is a journey, one that blends technical challenges with cultural transformation. It's not always easy, but with the right approach, it's absolutely achievable. Thanks for joining me today, and I look forward to exploring more with you next time.